Europe. Migrants in the Mediterranean. The numbers nightmare. Even more people are drowning while trying to get to Europe.
In the sea separating North Africa from the European Union, the phrase calm waters now has an ominous ring. After the weather improved this week, almost 8,500 illegal migrants were rescued. Some brought tales of horror, of chaos in Libya, of mistreatment and torture at the hands of people smugglers, and of deaths at sea. As many as 400 died on April 12th when their boat capsized, apparently because they rushed to one side when rescuers appeared. Migrants sometimes lie to get sympathy, but the Italian authorities are taking seriously a claim that a trafficker threw to the sharks the body of a dead, or perhaps unconscious, migrant, apparently overcome by fumes. The latest wave of arrivals confirms that the EU faces a challenge of unprecedented proportions. According to the International Organization for Migration, more than 15,000 people have reached Italy since the start of the year. The UN High Commissioner for Refugees says not enough is being done to save lives. On humanitarian grounds alone, the EU's present response, Operation Triton, is inadequate. The remit of its vessels is to patrol within 30 miles, that's 48 kilometres, off the Italian coast. Triton replaced the bigger Operation Mare Nostrum, which Italy suspended at the end of 2014, partly because other EU countries would not share the burden of search and rescue. Italy's partners say they have migration and asylum problems of their own. Anyway, many migrants who come ashore in Italy disappear north before being identified, with the connivance of the Italian authorities. Both numbers and drownings seem likely to rise.